And Deirdre Purcell is here with It Says in the Papers.
The Irish Times political editor Stephen Collins writes the lead story for his paper based on a tax policy initiative to be unveiled later today by Richard Bruton, Minister for Jobs. We're told that to encourage foreign direct investment in the years ahead, the strategy will aim to retain Ireland's 12.5% capital gains tax regime for foreign investors while closing off tax loopholes and supporting multilateral reform of the international tax system. The strategy, the plan for the strategy, if successful, should create a net 7,000 jobs per year between now and 2020. The agency photograph on the paper's front page was taken in the seconds after an Israeli missile strike on Gaza City yesterday, illustrating Mark Weiss's report from Jerusalem about intensive international efforts to end the fighting. The headline over his piece is "Gaza ceasefire in sight as 100 more die." Although overnight events, as you've heard in the bulletin, seem to have put a damper on his optimism that a humanitarian truce is in prospect. Meanwhile, he writes, the director of Gaza's power plant said it would take months or a year to repair the facility after shells hit the main fuel tank, the fuel treatment facility, and two turbines. The Irish Independent and Irish Examiner both lead with a shock experienced by Michael O'Flynn, who, with his brother John, is one of the main shareholders and directors of the O'Flynn Construction Group, on learning that an interim examiner has been appointed to four of its key companies. The group, based in Ballincollig, County Cork, comprises 80 entities, and the examinership has been secured by the US private equity giant Blackstone, the world's biggest property firm. In May, Blackstone bought debts totalling 1.8 billion euro for 1 billion. The Times business section makes this story its lead, and in its statement, his statement to the media, Mr. O'Flynn said the move by Blackstone represents a very unexpected and aggressive move. He said that the loans, and some separate personal loans, are fully serviced and that all payments are fully up to date. All three papers also cover the story by an American judge who has rejected a request by the bankrupt property developer Sean Dunn to question under oath the chief executive of NAMA, Brendan McDonough. NAMA is trying to fight Mr. Dunn's discharge from bankruptcy because it would allow him to walk away from debts of $942 million, of which $343 million is owed to it. And every paper also covers yesterday's highly complex court case in Roscommon Circuit Court, which resulted in the jailing of a 41-year-old man who lives in Nenagh, County Tipperary, following his conviction for defrauding a vet of €250,000 in a land deal which never took place. In the course of the case, the man, who we're told has been diagnosed with bipolar disorder, admitted that while he had a wife and three children, he also had two fiancés here and a child with a fourth one in Poland. The Herald, Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun all lead with this. The Irish Daily Mail, meanwhile, leads with the cost of sending a child to school. All the papers take up the same story highlighted by Barnardo's, its survey having shown that Irish families are facing costs of more than €700 per child in some cases to cover bespoke uniforms, books and voluntary contributions, not to speak of what it costs additionally for school transport, school bags, trainers and extracurricular activities such as swimming and special events like school trips, and even contributions to stationery and photocopying costs. And finally for now, in her column for the Mail, Fiona Looney reveals that the sometimes controversial French film star Gérard Depardieu has been appointed Minister for Agriculture in Crimea, where he now lives, with a special brief, wait for it, to promote wine.
Thank you very much, Deirdre.